Okay, let's begin our discussion of Bikurim Daf Chaf Aleph 21, the last full daf here, in the second parak of Maseches Bikurim, and we are on Chaf Mabes, where the Mishnah is talking about other topics, not related to Bikurim. Why? Because the parak spoke about Truma and Maaser Sheni and Bikurim and the relationship between them, and then the Mishnah said, well, some things are a little bit like A and a little bit like B. Like Truma's Maaser is a little bit like Bikurim and a little bit like Truma. And an esrog is a little bit like a fruit and a little bit like a vegetable. And blood of humans, human blood, dam hachishtayim, is a little bit like blood of a behema because it is machshir zroim in machshir lekabel tuma, like blood of a behema, and it's a little bit like a dam of a sheretz that there's no iser karis. There's no iser karis for human blood. Only like Dama Sheretz, meaning Dam Behema is the Isser Karis. But Dama Sheretz is not. So the Gemara just clarified that. The Gemara said, don't you have a brisa that says, if you had Hasra for Dama Sheretz, you get Malkus. So how could our Mishnah say, ain't Chayav and Alav? The difference is Karis. When our Mishnah says you're not Chayav, it means Karis. When the brisa says that you are Chayav for Dam Sheretz, it means Alav. It means Alav of Sheretz, not Dam Sheretz. It's not included in Dam. It's just part of Sheretz. Says the Gemara of Atani, but didn't we learn in the following Brisa? And the first half of this Brisa is not quoted in the Gemara. Right? Look at the Mara Folda. He quotes this from Krisus Davchav. The following. V'chol Dam lo sochelu. Redoni blood. Shomeani, I understand. Bein Dam mahal chishtayim. Bein Dam shratzim hakol bechlal. I might have thought that everything's included. All types of blood. Even blood of shratzim and even blood of humans. Tam alomar lo of v'la behema. So the drush is, it says, don't eat blood, la'of la'behema, bird, chicken, or other types of birds, fowl, I think is the official name, ula'behema, ma'ofa behema, just like of and behema, which has the ultimate iser of dam, miyuchadim she'ishbem tuma chamura, they have tuma chamura, they could have serious level tuma, which means, shemitamin adam latamei begadim, just like of and behema, when they die, they could have tumas nevela, which creates. If a person touches the nevela, not only do they become tamei, the clothes on their body become tamei. The yeshman tumakala, but also ofen behema also have tumakala. They both could become food to be tumas ochlin, tumas ochlin kebetza. So that's the type of blood that has an iser karis that is usser, right? Only ofen behema, but excluding. And now we get to our mishnah, excluding dama argamar, dama halchishtaim, excluding human blood, shembo tumakala, human blood which will never, humans are not, can never, a piece of human flesh can never have tumas ochlin, and dama sheretz, shembo tumachabura, and dama vesheretz, that can never have tumas nevela, tumachamura, so that's what we exclude. So though you see the brisa excludes dama sheretz, it sounds like from everything. So where it says, no, that's not what it means. Amar b'chia bar ada, hadadzeimar b'shisru b'mishum dam. If you're right, dam of a sheretz is never usar mishum dam, right? That's not. If you warn them mishum dam, said they're not going to be chayiv. Avalim hisru bo mishum sheketz loke, but they are chayiv mishum sheretz. Mishum sheretz. There is an interesting discussion. We're talking about hisru bo. Hisru bo. There is a huge machlokas in Shabbos hasra. There's Tosfasim in Baba Kama Daf Beis and Tosfasim in throughout Maseches Shabbos. What do you have to say for hasra? Right? If somebody's about to do an avera, can you just say, if you do this, it's wrong. You're doing an avera and you're going to be punished for it. Is that good enough? The Rambam says, yeah. The Rambam says, all you have to say in Hilchas Sanhedrin, prosh al taseh. That's it. And if you do it, you chay misa. You don't have to say which avera that you're doing. Even if he's eating blood, that's it. You don't have to be so specific. Don't be so specific. How could you read this Gemara? This Gemara says that, right, Hisru Mishum, if you give the wrong asra, that's messed up. If you give the wrong, if you say, if you eat this, you're going to be chayav the isra of dam, and you're really not. You're going to be chayav the isra of sheretz. So there, that's wrong asra. But according to, but generally, you need, a general asra is fine. But Rashi and Shavuos Daf Chaf, the Minchas Chinuch loves this Rashi. There are a few shitas that the Minchas Chinuch quotes 20 times, right? He quotes the Taz in about the going against something before Shlaheter. A couple of shitas he loves to quote, but this is one of them. Rashi and Shavuos Daf Chaf seems to say that you have to quote the Pasuk when you give Asra. Quote the Pasuk, because the Gemara there is talking about Shavuos Sheker and Shavuos Shav and which Shavuos Lahaba and L'Shaavar. Which Pasuk is it? And Rashi quotes Af Kamina Hasra. You have to quote the Pasuk. Specifically. Big discussion in the Rishonim in Shabbos. Do you have to quote the specific Av Melacha? What about the Toldah? Do you have to quote the Toldah? Do you have to quote the Av that the Toldah is part of? Well, many different shittas in the Rishonim. But here the Gemara says explicitly that if you give the wrong Asra, you're not going to be Chayiv. Right? If you eat Dam Sheretz, you're going to be Chayiv Dam, then that's where it's going to be Putter. But it is the Isser of Sheretz. Blood itself, there are different levels of blood. So as we see here, some dam is an Isser Karis, but even within an animal, there's different types of blood. The blood that comes out right when you kill the animal, the blood that comes out afterwards, the dam hachayim, the dam tavusa, different levels of blood. This is an example of even within an Isser Daraisa, there are different levels. Right, you might be chayiv Isser Daraisa reading all different types of blood, but some is chayiv karis, and some is chayiv alav, and some is an Isser asay. So the chinuch in Kuf Mem Ches discusses shalolecho dam behema chayiv of. Kfar Kasafti, what the message is, he quotes, it's an inyun of achzorius sheyiv la ha'adam mibali chayim kishakamoso baguf osu adavar shebehem shachi yismamish tali alav. The blood is the basis of life, and if somebody consumes that, that's a brazenness. And other suggestions he gives as well. Then the Chinuch talks about what about dam beitzim, blood from eggs, right? So that's a big topic, as we know. What about blood spots? What about blood spots in eggs? So generally, you know, we don't eat the blood, but is that a chumrah or is that a din? So the poskim discuss this. If you look in Rav Avadia and Yechavadas chelak gimel simin nun zayin. Simen Nun Zayin. So Rav Avadia says, Beitzim hamuvaos lashuk min hakibutzim v'hamashakim al yidei chevras tnuva v'nimsa b'hem dam hamish b'akom hatiran. Right, so I don't know what year these tshuvas were in, but he discusses that. He says, Avo bizmanenu shekal hakibutzim v'hamashakim sogrim es hatarnagolas belulim v'meshach zman rav v'ein b'mechitzas hatarnagol zachar. There are no hens around these chickens. It's impossible that this is a fertilized egg, right? There's no interface between the male and the females. Bivadai shalachala deyes ein lachush lazeh. Ubeitza shenimsa badam, zorek es adam ba'ochal es habeitza. V'yafilu im himatzei yimatzei eze meshiko kibbutz. She'ein ha-makbid al himtzu usab shalatarna golem zacharim. And even if there's one kibbutz out there that's not so makbid. V'nimsa shabeitza ma'meshav kosmei oso meshak ru'uyis lagadala frochim. V'yish lachas v'am lisser dam. Mikom makom. Kod parish b'ruba parish. And you don't have to worry about it. He says, Zebar. He says, you look in Rav Moshe. Look in Rav Moshe. He quotes Rav Moshe. Who says that, also me'ikir adin, Yesh lahakir midin rov, Ella shalamaisa, says Rav Moshe Feinstein. This is fascinating. Says Rav Moshe, since lamaisa, kivin sheba artzos America, habetzim bezol ma'od, eggs are very cheap. Ve'etzel harov shalanashim einach shavas habetzel yehefse klal. If you throw out the egg, it's not really a loss. V'lachay tov lahakir lahashlakal habetzel shesabadam. Throw it out, says Rav Moshe, might as well throw it out. Ulam says, Rav Avadia, maybe that's America. But that's not where I come from. Ulam bimkomenu shall pi rova beitza nechshevis lahefsid. Every egg. Ovadia grew up in poverty. Right? He didn't have any money for anything. He used to go to this farm store and just stay there and learn all this farm. Right? He says, Yishlisbo chalikar adin. Lizrok at adam alechal as ashar. Right? If it's a financial issue, just throw out the blood and you could eat the egg. You could eat the egg. That's Rav Moshe and Rav Avadia. Interesting about the eggs. But again, if you live in a time when there's no fertilization, so you think the blood is from somewhere else. It happens to be that sometimes, God in Shiloh, sometimes they, I don't know why they do this, they put like a stamp on the egg, right, to say where it's from, and they happen to use a red stamp. Now, why they use a red stamp? And then you open the egg and you see a little red and you realize it's from the ink that was on the shell, and it's, again, they use a blue or a green. I don't know. Okay. Anyway, we continue. Says the Mishnah now. Next case, we talk about dam. Now we speak about another concept, and that is koi. The koi. Some people pronounce it as kevi, but we'll do koi. Koi, yesh bo derachim shaval. Koi, what's a koi? A koi is, we don't know, some type of animal. Maybe as we'll see in the Gemara, maybe it is a hybrid of two different animals, or maybe it's just an animal that's always been a certain animal, and we just don't know the status, whether it's a chaya or behema. Chaya or behema. And there are differences between chaya and behema. The two most major differences are kisui hadam, right? Only the kisi adam is a mitzvah of kisi adam, covering the blood of a chaya, not of a behema. Not of a behema, right? Because behemas are used for karbanos. So these, all behemas are pater from kisi adam. And the chelev of a chaya is motor, the chelev of a behema is aser, right? So those are the two nafkaminas between them. So what do you do here? So akoy, yesh bo drachem shava l'chaya, v'le yesh bo drachem shava l'behema. In some ways it's like a chaya, in some ways it's like a behema. V'yesh bo drachem shava l'chaya ula behema, and in some ways it's like both. V'yesh bo drachem she'eno shava lo l'chaya v'lo l'behema, and in some ways it's like neither. Ketzad shave l'chaya. How is it like a chaya? We go through each category here. How is it like a chaya? So damo ton kisi adam kedam chaya. Right. So if you shecht a koi, so if you already shechita, so you have to cover the blood. You have to cover the blood like as if maybe it's a chaya. So therefore, you have to cover the blood. Ve'ein shochter also b'yantif, but you cannot shecht a koi on yantif, because then what? Because then you might have to cover the blood with dirt, but dirt is muksa. So if you designated the dirt beforehand for, we assume that you designate things for vadai, things that you need on yantif, so it's not muksa. But you don't designate for suffik things. So here, because it's only a suffik sorech of kisi adam, so it's muksa. And therefore, you can't shech, because then you can put yourself into a situation where you're going to have to cover the dam, but you can't cover the dam because the dirt is going to be muksa. So don't shech on yantif. Don't shech on yantif. Ve'shochtot so b'yantif. Ve'shochtot, if you did, in mechasen es damo, bitul asay. Right, you just can't cover bittel asay. The chelbo, let's just finish this section. The chelbo mitame tumas nevela kechaya. Right, the chelev, a behema, if a behema dies without shechita, it's mitame mishum nevela. But the chelev of a behema is not mitame, but the whole chaya is mitame. Right, those rules you see here in the Mara Folda, right, third skinny line. Shechelev behema tahora ein mitame kibisara. The chelev, the fats. The chelov of the fats of a kosher animal do not make you tame. Eina matame kibsara. Ava chelov behema tameya, the fat of a non-kosher animal, o chelov chaya, or the chelov of a chaya of all animals, chayas, betame betora, nevela, echa b'sara v'echa chelba tameyan. So therefore, the chaya might be like a behema, and therefore, or maybe like a chaya, so therefore you have to treat its chelov as tame, as if it's a chaya, v'tumasa b'safik. But it's only tumasafik, meaning, let's say a person becomes tame from the chelov of a koi and then walks into the base of Mikdash. We're not going to give malchus because maybe he's only suffik tame, right? He's not vade tame. Vein poden bo petach hamor, and we're not poda the petach hamor. Petach hamor has to be right. The firstborn donkey has to be switched with a sheep. And this is maybe not a sheep, right? We'll see. Maybe this is according to the opinion that it is a mixture, it is a hybrid between two different types of animals, a sheep and a goat and a deer, as we'll see in the Gemara, in a couple of minutes, but it's a suffix, so you can't use it as a petach hamor, because maybe it's not the proper animal, and therefore you were not yotzei the mitzvah. There is so much that we could talk about in terms of kisi hadam, and maybe one or two issues that come up. So it says here, you have to cover the blood of a koi. But the Rambam says clearly, covering the blood of a koi, but no bracha. No bracha. You don't make a bracha. They usually make a bracha on kisi adam. But you don't make a bracha here on kisi adam because maybe there is no mitzvah. There's no mitzvah. You know, and the rule generally is, the Rambam says this 10 times, the rule generally is if you're suffik mitzvah da'araisa, you do the mitzvah, you don't make a bracha, because bracha is a drabanan. So you do the mitzvah just in case, but you don't make a bracha. Says the Rambam in Hilchos Shchita, right, that's the halacha. And that applies in many tastes of suffik. The Rambam says, when you give a bris mila to an androgynous, you do the bris mila, but you don't make the bracha, because suffik zacha suffik dekela. Right? Any time, if you are at tzitzis, that is a suffik, whether you're doing the mitzvah, so you do the mitzvah in the name of Arach. That's what the Rambam says in many, many cases. You're not sure whether you did the mitzvah or not. You do the mitzvah again, but you don't make the bracha. Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, though, there's one exception. Seems to be one exception where the Rambam says, if you're not sure if you did the mitzvah, you do the mitzvah again with the brachas. With the brachas. And that's Kriyashma. The Rambam says, if one forgets whether he said Kriyashma or not, he has to repeat Kriyashma Im birchoseha. And the question is, how is that? Right, mitzvah is a kriyashma is daraisa, and the brachas lachora are drabanan. right? So why would you have to repeat Kriyashma in Birchoseha? So Soloveitchik explained that the Birchos Kriyashma, even on a Durabanan level, are different than other brachos. And that is, that Birchos Kriyashma is part of the kiyum, at least me Durabanan, of Kriyashma. And once Chazal enacted Kriyashma with brachos, then Kriyashma in Birchoseha is one unit. Birchas Kriyashma, Rav Soloveitchik, this is in Shiuri HaRav, Dafka HaMashanim and HaMetveh Lo Yatzah, V'chayev Lachzar. Why? He says, B'shar Birchas HaMitzvahs, Ein LaHabracha Shaychus L'guf Kiyim HaMitzvah, V'rak Din B'fnei Atzma, Hu Lomar Bracha Kodem HaSiyas HaMitzvah, Aval HaBracha Ein Lo Shaychus Kla L'guf HaMitzvah, V'yachein Chilik Bazet De Birchas Kriyashma Midir Rabbanan, Shein Mahavim Chilik Atzmi Me'a Kriyashma, V'kiyim Echad Im HaKriyashma. Right, and that's why, if you look, the three brachas are parallel to the parshias themselves. Tiknu chacham and gimel brachas kriyashma. Shibuchavadim betocham keneged gimel parshias are kriyashma. The first one is keneged. The first, the second one. Right, if you look closely, they're keneged. So that's why you have to repeat it. And he gives a mashal. Benching. Let's say you don't remember if you benched or not. So you have to bench again. Right, you bench again, including the fourth bracha of benching, even though the fourth bracha is rabbanan. Because once Chazal enacted the fourth bracha as part of benching, then it's one benching. And therefore you have to bench all four brachas in that case. So that's an exception to the rule of Kriyashma. Another point, again, which is a big topic, we'll just maybe mention one or two thoughts, and that is, Kisi Adam is a separate mitzvah. It's a mitzvah, you make a bracha, but in Lumdis, Kisi Adam might be looked at as a, I'll give you the secret, and then you can look back at the sources. If we were doing this right, we would ask five questions and then come up with this as the answer. But the Kisi Adam could be looked at as the Gemar Maisa Shechita. Right? There is evidence to say, right? The Gemara says that in Chulin that whoever does Shechita has first dibs in doing Kisi Adam. And if you do Kisi Adam instead of him, you check him and you move him away, and you do Kisi Adam, you owe him 10 gold coins because he stole his mitzvah. I mean, you stole his mitzvah. He did Shechita, and this is Kisi Adam. It's two separate mitzvahs. The answer is no, because Kisi Adam, right, v'shafach v'kisa, misha shafach hu yechaseh. There's a lachadchila, right, and the Gemara there, and Chulin Pei Zayin tells a story about one who stole the mitzvah, and yud zehuvim. There's a machlokas rishonim. The Rambam says, you make a berchas mitzvah before you do the Kisi Adam, as we know. Over Lasi Asan, before we do the Kisui. The tour in Simen Chavches, that's where all the halachas of Kisi Adam are. And all these halachas are in Meseches Chulin. In Perek, Kisi Adam. Meseches Chulin is very organized. All of Kisi Adam is in Perek Kisi Adam. All of Gid Anasha is in Perek Gid Anasha. All of some of the later prakim, Shiluach Hakan is in Perek Shiluach Hakan. Right, Hazor Lachaim Akeva is all. Reishis Hageiz and Zeparak Reishis Hageiz. Many different mitzvahs in Chulin, underrated Masechta. Probably not. People realize the godless, but there are certain sections that aren't as learned. Kalabasar and Gidarasha, people learn. Anyway, but the Torah quotes the Bahag, that you make the Birchas HaMitzvah on Kisi Adam after you do Kisi Adam. Why? You're Be'emsa HaMitzvah. How can you make the Bracha Be'emsa HaMitzvah? Right? The Brachas are before or after, not during. Says the Bahag. That's also an assumption. What do you mean you're in the middle? The Rambam says you make it before. Kisi Adam is part of the Maisa Shechita. So once you did the Shechita, you're in the middle, and therefore you should make the bracha after. Mitzvah Shechita has two parts with two brachas. And there's a lot more, but we'll leave that for now, but that's a little bit about Kisi Adam. Good, we continue. So this is always how the koi is like a chaya. We have to be machmir to treat it like a chaya. Ketzad shavu la behema. How is it like a behema? Chel bo aser, gechel behema. As we said, there's other major difference between chaya and behema is number one, kisi adam, number two, chelev. The chelev of a chaya is mutter to eat. The chelev of a behema is aser. So you have to treat it like a behema and assume it's aser. Vechayav of karis, but you're not going to get karis for it because it's a suffix. The Mefarshim on the Mishnah wonder here. You're not going to get karis. Okay, so tell Hashem not to give him karis. What does that mean? It's a savi chaya, savi behema. Hashem knows if the koi is really a chaya, so then it's going to be mutter. And if it's really behema, then you have karis. What do you mean? Ain't klapi shmaya. So if you look in the Bartanuri, he says, ain't chayim karis means malchus, because every chi of karis also has malchus and chatas. That's what it really means. It doesn't really mean karis, because Kodesh Baruch Hu knows. Or others say that if you hold like the Shita, that koi is a birya bifnei atzma. and it has elements of both, like Ben Hashmashos, like Androgynous, like the other discussions, so then maybe even Klapei Shmaya, it's a Birya B'Fnei Atzma, and therefore you wouldn't get, wouldn't be Chayev Karis. So that's an interesting line, though. How do you understand that line of Karis? We're not telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu what to do. But, so Chatas or Malkus or Birya B'Fnei Atzma. Ve'eino nilka b'kesef ma'aser lo chabi Yerushalayim. Also, as we'll learn in the Gemara, if you have ma'aser sheni money and you go to Yerushalayim, the takana was, if you buy an animal with your ma'aser sheni money, it has to be an animal that's roi to be given as a carbon shlamim. Right? A koi is not roi, because maybe koi is a chaya. And a koi is a chaya, it cannot be given as a carbon, so therefore you can't buy a koi with your ma'aser sheni money. V'chayav v'zroa v'chayim v'keva. And your chayiv in zroa v'chayim and keva. They're right, the three matanos that are given from a chulin animal to a kohen, from every behema, chulin. So, gotta give it to a kohen. Rebbe Lazar poter, Rebbe Lazar says, this one, poter. Why? Because what? Designate Yisro L'chaim and Keva, and then keep it. Why? Because, Hamoz B'chaber, Lava Raya. Right, Hamoz B'chaber, Raya. Maybe it's a chaya. So you, kohen, prove to me that it's a behema, and I'll give it to you. Right, there's no isser of Zro L'chaim and Keva, right, not like some of the others, and therefore, he doesn't have to give it, we'll have to see what the machlokas is. Fine. Category two. Category three. Ketzad eino shava l'chayav l'mehema. How is a koi not like either? He's his own. Aser mishum kelayim imachayav imabehema. You can't breed a koi with either a chaya or a behema. This is a little misleading on the surface. The Rashba points out in Kedushin Daf Gimel, because if you have two different chayas, you can't breed them either. Or two different behemas. Right? It's not like all chayas are mutter and all behemas are mutter. But koi is usher with both, right? That's the both with oz and not, maybe not mutter with anything, as we'll see. Hakosef chayaso behem to lebeno. What if somebody writes that he's giving all of his chayas and behemas to his son? Well, kosef lo sakoi, the koi is not included. Koi is not included. Why? The marafolda here has two deyas. Either you understand this to mean he's giving his chayas or his behemas, right? And therefore, that's the Rambam, and that this is not one or the other. You're not sure. He's giving one or the other. So then this might be the other one that he didn't give. Or maybe he means he's giving all of his chayas behemos vadoim. And because you don't know which one this is, so it's also not included. So either way, not included. Amar, hareini nazir shezechayu behema. If somebody says, I hereby accept to be a nazir, if this is, you see a koi walking by, and I'm telling you it's a chaya. I'm telling you it's a behema. I swear I'm going to be a nazir if that's a chaya. So whichever way you say, you're a nazir, because you don't know what it is. Hari is a nazir. Interesting. Are you a nazir vadai or a nazir safik? It's much better to be a nazir vadai. Because then you bring your karbanas and you're done. If you're a nazir safik, then what? Then you can't bring your karbanas. Because maybe they're, you can't end your naziris. Because you have to bring your karbanas to end your naziris. Unless you say all your karbanos could be brought as a nadava. But there's a problem. One of your karbanas is a chatas. And you can't bring a chatas as a nadava. So, you're kind of stuck. Okay, so that's number three. Vishar kol d'racha shavan l'chayol b'hema. And in all other ways, your achay is like both chay b'hema. V'ton shechita, kazeh, it needs to be shechted. Whatever it is, it needs to be shechted. U'metame mishum nevela. And it's metame mishum nevela, right, the basar. Because the basar of both a chay and a b'hema are metame mishum nevela. U'mishum eivir menachay. And Averman, this of Averman Achai applies to behemos and chayos. Period. Ezeo koi, what's a koi? What is a koi? Where does it come from? So there are different deyas. So other Ma'amari Chazal say it's just a mysterious animal that was always here, as we'll see. And others say, no, it's a hybrid. Here we go. Amar Belazar, first deya. Ez sha'ala agabi tzvi. V'tzvi sha'ala agabi iza. Right, the first deya, Belazar is, it's a hybrid. It was a kelayim with a goat on a tzvi, let's say tzvi is a deer, that's not vade translation, but a goat and a deer, a male goat and a female deer, or a male deer and a female goat. That's the mixture of that. For Rabbanan Amrin, no, minhu, this was a creation of God. Minhu ikaro v'lo yachlu chachamim la'amod alav. Right, it's a type of min, it's a certain type of animal. Chachamim couldn't figure it out. Why? Because maybe it has elements of both. Chachamim figured out what are the definitions of a chaya, what's the definition of behemah, and it says the elements of both. So they didn't decide. They didn't label it as one or the other. Period. Vein poda nosa petach chamor. You can't be poda petach chamor with this animal. Pida'o, we switched that girsa, bekoi. What if you did? What if a person, I have a firstborn donkey, I switched it with my koi and I gave the koi to the kohen. Choser upo de beset. It didn't work. I have to do it again. I have to get a sheep and substitute it, right? The koi, it's not, it didn't work. Lefichach, it may sechel mehem, and therefore, let's say, I'm potate with a koi, and then my neighbor says, you know, you're not supposed to do that. I'm like, really? Oh, okay. So then I'm potate with a sheep. And then one of them dies. One of the animals die, the koi or the set. So then I can give the kohen, which I could say to the kohen, yours died. Right? Whichever one that is. Right? Because I was poda it, right? So now the donkey is mutter to benefit from, but you don't know which one I'm supposed to give to the kohen. But that's okay. Shamazim chavir alav araya. Right? Shamazim chavir alav araya. That's his problem now. Right? If you look in the, Rechaim Kadievsky. Padui b'koi, impado b'koi tzorach lachzor v'liftos b'seh. Aval eino nosin l'baylim, ela eza shi'irtze. You could give whichever one. Lafichach, im meis echal mehem, eino nosin l'klum. That meis mechavir l'varaya. Good. Keitza, when you always say meis mechavir l'varaya, when there's no iser for you to keep the item. You can't say that by truma or by chala or by others. You might be able to sell it, but you can't keep it. Keitza shavala behema v'chulu. So how is it like a behema? So what did the Mishnah say? The Mishnah said, if you eat the chalav of a behema, you're not chayiv karis. You're not chayiv karis, as we explained that. Mashma, the Gemara is saying, mashma, you're not chayiv karis, but you are chayiv in Ashem Talui. In Ashem Talui, which is a carbon brua, that if you did an avera, besafik, whether you did the avera, that you're chayiv chatas, beshogig, or karis bemesid, that's what you bring in Ashem Talui. So masisa, we switch the girsa, ku Rabbi Eliezer, take out the word delo. The mishnah is like Rabbi Eliezer, the tani Rabbi Eliezer omer, koi, Chayavan al chelbo ashem tali. Rabbi Eliezer says you got to bring an ashem tali for a koi because it's suffik. You can do the avera of chatas and karis. That's Rabbi Eliezer. Masdisan de lo karav, but the mishnah is against Rav. Why? De Rav Omar kol she efshar. Efshar is like efshar. Efshar la mod avado. Right, the Pnei Moshe changes it to efshar. La mod avado lo chayavan asveiko ashem tali. Rav holds. If it's an unanswerable question, right? What's an Ashem Tali? If you ever do an act which suffik, you're chayav achatas or not. So you bring an Ashem Tali just in case. But when are all those cases? You ate a piece and you're not sure whether it was a kosher or not. Later on, Adam might come and tell you if it's kosher or not. That's a case of suffik. Or you have two different pieces of meat and you ate one of them and the other one's still there. You're going to find out. If it's solvable, says Rav, that's when you bring an Ashem Tali. Why? Why does it have to be solvable? But if it's insolvable, you can't. A koi, it's insolvable. If you don't bring an Ashem Tali. Why? Because the whole purpose of an Ashem Tali, the Gemara says in Krisus, is just the Mishnah, is just to protect you in the interim from Yisurin. Until you find out that you're Chayav HaChadosh or not, and then you'll bring your real carbon. But it's just to protect you in the interim. But it can't be eternal protection. That's not the purpose of an Ashem Tali. And therefore, Rav says, if it's forever, if it's an unanswerable question, so then you don't bring an Ashem Tali. So our Mishnah is against Rav, because our Mishnah says you're not Chayav Karis, but you're Chayav Ashem Tali, so it's like Rabbi Elazar and not Rav. And Rav says, and it's okay, Pater la chalukin al divrei Rabbi Elazar, because Rav would say, I hold that the Chachamim are going to Rabbi Elazar, meaning you don't bring an Ashem Tali for Chalev of a Koi. And therefore, don't tell me the Mishnah is against me, right? The Mishnah is like Rabbi Elazar Shita, but I hold that the Chachamim would argue on that. Period. Veronika because of Meiser, the Mishnah said, you can't buy a koi with Meiser money. Why? Via filu bishasha yolochin behema labasar taiva. Wow. Earlier, we said that the Rabbanan instituted at some point in history that you have to buy, if you're buying an animal for Meiser Sheni money, you have to buy an animal that's ready for a carbon. But before that time, you could buy whatever you want. Before the Rabbanan made that enactment, you could go bring your Meiser Sheni money and buy an animal stam for basar taiva. Even then, you aren't allowed to buy a koi. That's what the Gemara says. Afilu b'shar she'elochim b'hem l'basar taiva. Even before the gzeira, when you weren't allowed, when you were allowed to buy anything, eino nilka because of Meiser le'echa b'yushalayim. You still couldn't. Why couldn't you? Why couldn't you? Because, Rechaim Gnevsky explains, because, what's the problem? You could eat it, but what about the chelef? The chelev, if it's a chaya, it's mutter. If it's behemah, it's usser. But you're going to have to throw it out. But maybe that's meiser sheni meat. you have to throw out. So that's why you couldn't buy a koi even then. Even then, because the chaylev is going to be baltashkes, and they're going to have to leave it out. V'chayev zol v'chayev akeva, blazer poter. The Tanakhama said that your chayev zol v'chayev akeva, because maybe it's a behema, you have to give it to the kohen. The blazer says, no, you can keep it. So the Gemara here links the machlokas, the chamin or blazer, to the machlokas and aman aleph of what a koi is. It's not 100% clear how it's linked, but the Chachamim link it. Chaim Kudievsky talks about it a little bit. Rebbe Elazar, do Amar. Rebbe Elazar said, if you remember, he said it's the goat and deer. Ach shavu nistapik lo. Right? He says, you're not sure it's besafik. It's besafik what it is. So do Amar Pater. So that's why he says Pater from Zerol Chaim in the Keva. And Mazur Chalav Araya. There are Banan, Dinin, Marin, Minhu, Ikara, but there are Banan who say, no, it's a min. The Rabbanan just didn't know how to treat it, but it's always been this type, Inun Amrin Chayev. So they say Chayev in that the case. You can look at Chaim Kanievsky, he gives a suggestion about if it's a suffix, then it could be included in a special Xeris HaKasav, but if it's according to the Rabbanan and according to Rabbi Lazar, so you can look there how he interprets this chilek. But the Gemara here links this machlokas to the earlier machlokas. Keitzad in Roshav L'chayev L'behem V'chulu Masisa D'loka Rebbe. Right? How is it the Mishnah is not like Rebbe? D'tani Hikdash Chayesu Behemto Lo Hikdash Esakoy. If somebody's machdash all of their chayes and behemoths, they weren't machdash the koy, because that's not a chay, that's not a behema. Rebbe Omer Hikdash Esakoy. No, Rebbe says it is included. Meaning, like against our Mishnah, right? Because our Mishnah said that if you give all of your behemoths and chayes to your child, koy is not included. Rebbe would say it is included. There's no difference between giving all of the stuff to your son versus hektish. Haredi Nazir Shezechayev Behema V'chulu. Amar, the Mishnah Nazir says, Haredi Nazir Shezechaya Nazir. If I say a koy is walking by, I say, Haredi Nazir Shezechaya Nazir. Shezechaya Behema Nazir. Shein Zechaya Nazir. Shein Zebehema Nazir. All the case, whatever you say it is, you might be a Nazir. Shezechaya Ubehema Nazir. It has elements of both. Shein Zechaya Behema Nazir. Right? Because maybe it's a very different atzma, and therefore it's neither. Rabbi Chagai, boy, kumi Rabbi Yossi, lama lo taninan, hareva hanirba, mi menu chayiv. Right? Why didn't, there's another way that it's like a chayin a behema, and that is bestiality. Right? You can't, a person who lives with a koi is violates mishkaf behema, whether it's a chay or a behema. So why isn't that in the Mishnah? So the answer is, that's what the last line includes. Amrale tanita bisofa. Vishar kol drachav shavin l'chaya ula behema. Right? That's what that line includes, and therefore you don't have to say it explicitly. Hadro lachadruva bikurim, rabosai, what stands in front of us and the end of Seder's Zroim is one parak. One parak, all about the bikurim parade. Right? That's coming up in the next parak.